it's time for you. Then we really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right in our lifetime. And I can barely look at you, but every single time I away from here. Light up, as if you have a choice, even if you cannot hear my voice. I'll be right beside you.
Dulcet tones of Leon Lewis with Run, taking us neatly and perhaps calmly and peacefully into the importance of local green spaces and how obviously neighbourhood runs and park runs and various other things can all interconnect together. But perhaps more importantly than that, good sponsors are worth their weight in gold, literally. So we're delighted to speak now to the Director of Customer and Digital at Leeds Building Society to talk about the importance of local green spaces and more. That'd be the fabulous Nikki Marsh. How are you, Nikki?
Good morning, I'm fantastic, thank you.
Excellent. Nikki, as I say, from our point of view, clearly we see week in, week out, both in Lincolnshire and Teesside, you've got people actually making use of the runs around the park, etc. Just share with us, how did Leeds Building Society get involved with this whole notion of keeping support green spaces open and ensuring that park run stays free and accessible for all?
Mm-hmm. Well, at Leeds Building Society, we have over 800,000 members throughout the UK, and we're committed to really supporting the local communities that our colleagues and our members live and work in. And parkrun plays a really important role in that, in terms of bringing communities together and really helping with kind of fitness and well-being. So our partnership with parkrun helps them to ensure that the parkrun remains free and accessible for everybody. And what our research actually told us was that those local parks play a really vital role, you know, in that community.
Very much so. So looking at the north of where you are in Leeds, in Middlesbrough, the Albert Park is very much to the fore. In Lincolnshire, of course, the same thing as well. Now, looking at some of the numbers we've actually got here, quite phenomenal. Since the start of parkrun in 2004, 120,739 events, over 1 million walkers, nearly 1.8 million walkers, joggers or runners, and 230,000 unique volunteers. That's a substantial number of citizens actually engaged in parkruns. I mean, from your input perspective, Nikki, do you have a sort of, I mean, do you do the parkrun yourself?
Yes, I've volunteered on it on a number of occasions. I've been with my son. The local one to me is Woodhouse Moor in Leeds, so I can't say I'm the fastest runner, but it's certainly a pacey jog. So yes, from a volunteering perspective and attending. And what I found from my own personal experience is, it genuinely has such a fantastically warm, friendly environment. You know, when I went along, I initially didn't know anybody, but it's amazing how many people just come up and say hi. They're running along behind, beside you. It's a genuine place to really meet and engage with your local community. So I've loved it.
Mm. I've got to ask the question, do you ever do costumes with your pacey walks, or is it a case of, no, I just steer away from the costume?
The closest I've got to that is I'm friends with one of the ladies who runs at Woodhouse Moor, and she's tried to persuade me to run in a tutu, and I'm still a bit jury's out, so I might need a bit more persuasion on that, to be honest.
Well, if it helps, Nikki, I once actually had to do an interview with an equine gymnast where I was wearing a purple tutu, so if I can actually go that routine, I'm sure there's a possibility there. Let's talk a little bit more about Leeds Building Society and how clearly you're ensuring that the parkrun stays free and accessible for all, particularly through the community reward scheme. So just talk to us a little bit about the community reward scheme and so on.
Yes, so what our research told us is that 7 out of every 10 people we spoke to said that, you know, they loved their park, but they really felt that it could benefit from a bit of a sprucing up. So earlier this year, we launched Leeds Building Society Community Rewards with Parkrun. And through that, we offer the Parkrun community funding, but also volunteer support to those communities who really want to improve their local park. So we've made £50,000 available for funding, and already we've been able to help a number of the park runs. You know, in Doncaster, we've helped them build a beautiful memorial garden, and in Huntingdon, I think it is, we've put down a new non-slip surface on one of the bridges to make it safer, and also provided some new litter bins. And, you know, it's really just about making local parks a great place to relax and unwind, and that's what our research is said, you know, people want. 70% of people say it's their key place to relax and unwind, and that's really important.
Well, now, hopefully in a few minutes we'll be speaking to the founder of Parkrun, that's Paul Sinton Hewitt. And it's really good to actually see this kind of partnership in action, because we hear we've got a lot of rhetoric these days about the importance of partnerships, etc. But what you're doing with Leeds Building Society is really, as you say, you are walking the walk as well as talking the talk.
Absolutely, and actually within the society we've got our own Parkrun running team. We also offer all of our colleagues are invited to volunteer in their local community, and this year alone I think we're nearly up to about 5,000 hours of volunteering, and some of those are at Parkruns, you know, as well as other local events and good causes. So, you know, really playing a role and participating in the community is really important to us. It's important to our members and our colleagues, so it's important to us.
Well, quite clearly, the tutu is awaiting, and I'm sure that'll happen in before too long. But where can people go to find further information about, in particular, the community reward scheme? Is it a case of just use the Leeds Building Society as your template and everything will open up from there?
It is, and you'll find a section on there, Leeds Building Society Community Rewards.
Nikki, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with you, good self. Two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today? Has it been good for you, Nikki Marsh?
It has certainly been very good for me.
Excellent. With or without the tutu, obviously. That's it's a radio, so you could technically be actually having a dry run at this particular moment in time, Nikki. We wouldn't know. But
I will leave that to your imagination.
Well, there we go. So will you be kind enough to return again and keep us appraised of how Leeds Building Society has continued to do excellent work as far as park runs are concerned? Will you come back?
I certainly will. I will eagerly wait for your time.
Our dad would send us to our room. He'd be the voice of him. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock. See
800 that these drugs affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 3 grams of Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
We did hope to be speaking to the founder of Parkrun, that's Paul Simpson Hewitt. But the number seems to be engaged. Maybe he's actually running under a tunnel or something. Oh well. We will try and get through to Paul one last time, but to keep us running away from trouble, let's run to you, Brian Adams. Taken from the book of Journalistic Broadcasting Clichés, number 526. Station motto is never give in, never surrender, quite rightly so too. We featured clearly the wonderful Nikki Marsh from the Leeds Building Society earlier, and as promised, we're now delighted to be able to speak to the founder of the astonishingly wonderful Parkrun himself, the amazing Paul Sinton Hewitt. How are you, Paul?
That's a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, it's delightful to connect with your good self, Paul, because you must be very, very proud of how Parkrun has kind of moved up. I mean, from 2004, so some of those numbers, nearly 2 million walkers, joggers or runners, 230,000 unique volunteers, over 120,000 events, etc. That shows a phenomenon that shows no sign of slowing, I would have thought.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful, and it is, as you say, the numbers are fantastic. But, you know, the thing is, we could never do this without our partners. And someone like Leeds Building Society, which is a mutual, and its values are all about getting the community to be more cohesive, helping people be the best they possibly can be. Without that value, we could never be doing this at Parkrun. Parkrun would not be this successful.
We were talking, as we said earlier, with the director of customer at Digital at Leeds Building Society. Clearly, that partnership, as you mentioned, is critical to ensuring that this actually develops. And also, it's well worth noting the community reward scheme. I mean, that must be a good sort of line from your own point of view to ensure that actually we can constantly improve the kind of areas and green spaces that we are able to actually run in.
That's absolutely right. When obviously we started Parkrun, we were more concerned about getting people out into the park. So our focus was on helping people be active, to socialize, to improve their mental well-being. But when Leeds Building Society got involved with us, they brought to the fore the opportunity to help improve our parks. And so the reward scheme comes from Leeds Building Society, and they've done absolutely marvelous work with our community to help us understand how we can really move the whole parks, access to the parks and use of the parks forward. So it's a tremendous celebration of Leeds Building Society.
And in a culture where clearly it often seems as though we're hyper-pressurized with social media, with all manner of stresses and strains and political, geopolitical scenarios, etc., the importance of green spaces can never be underestimated for mental health and mental well-being, really.
That's true. When I started Parkrun, I was in a very dark place. I had my own battles to fight, and it was the park and my friends in the park that helped me get out of that space. So part of what Parkrun has always done, albeit to begin with it was very, it wasn't as strategic as it is today, but it's about getting people out, about socializing, about bringing communities together, and it maps 100% to the values that Leeds Building Society have. So Leeds haven't asked us to sell a single thing. We're not looking to sell savings accounts. We're not looking to get people buying mortgages. What they want is the community to be much more wholesome. And that value maps 100% onto the values of Parkrun.
Nikki revealed the challenge that somebody's actually suggested she could actually do her little park jog or run in a tutu. Are there any costumes or anything else that you've actually sort of thought, yeah, actually, you know, I've done the tutu, I want to move on to something completely different?
You know, I've never been great at the costume thing, so we have them all the time at Parkrun, and I'm the one person who's there in my running kit just doing the thing that I like to do. What I do like, though, is to see people express themselves in any way they want to. So one of the basic things when we started Parkrun is to make sure that you could come down. If you wanted to run in your business suit, you could. If you wanted to run in tennis shoes, you could. There was just no rules or regulations around how you should look. And in fact, helping people into activity requires us to understand that everybody is different and that everybody comes to this at a different space and a different place. So acknowledging that and accepting that, in fact, starting to promote the fact that we all are different, but we're all welcome to this these events is important.
We'd certainly suggested that if people are interested, they should actually just check out Leeds Building Society online on the web. What about Parkrun yourself, Paul? What's the best way to find out about the Parkrun activities nationwide from your point of view?
We have a top-line website called parkrun.com, and from there you can find yourself to any particular park across the country, in fact, across the world. So I would suggest they went to that website.
Brilliant. Paul, it's been awesome sharing some thoughts with yourself today. Has it been okay for you? Has the telephonic link been satisfactory from your perspective?
It's such a privilege to be here, and I really, really thank you. I thank all of your listeners for all of the work that they do to make Parkrun and Leeds Building Society a better place.
Well, hopefully then we can connect with you again in 2019 and keep us appraised of how Parkrun in particular is moving from strength to strength. Will you return?
I will do, yes.
Paul Sinton-Hewitt, founder of Parkrun, we salute you. Now,
thank you.
Run away!